You're listening to Marketplace. I'm Molly Wood, in for Kai Rizdahl. I kind of hate to pile on Disney, what with its stock down almost 5% today, but ESPN continues to drag the company down. It's the reason one Barclays analyst just downgraded Disney, saying that ESPN's reliance on the Baroque pay TV bundle makes it extremely vulnerable to cord cutters. It's already lost 7 million subscribers in the last 2 years, but that is not all. It turns out that even if Disney finally relented and spun off ESPN into its own subscription service, priced at a hypothetical $20 a month, a new survey reported on Quartz today finds that 85% of people would not be willing to pay for it. Oh no, but there's even more. The survey by BTIG Research also asked people what they would do if they could save $8 a month by removing ESPN and ESPN2 from their cable bundles. It turned out that 56% of the 1,600 people who responded said they would happily ditch the sports channels. Looks like Disney's going to need a miracle play to save this game.